Details changing. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. 2 days after the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, that claimed the lives of 19 children and two teachers, police are giving a clearer picture of what happened.
It only took the shooter 12 minutes from the time he crashed his truck to get inside the school. And investigators say they believe the door on the west side where he entered was unlocked. Investigators also say that it was at this point during the first few minutes that he was inside the school where most of the shots were fired. Now, Texas DPS also cleared up there was not an armed school police officer on campus as they had previously reported. 4 minutes after the shooter got inside, police entered but were immediately shot at. So they sort of backed off, called backup, all law enforcement in the area to help and respond. They say it was then an hour later where Border Patrol officers arrived, eventually shooting and killing the suspect.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Uvalde, and police say the suspect, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, had no known criminal record or known mental health issue that could have signaled he was capable of the attack, though he did post on social media of troubles with his mother and posted pictures of his rifles. The White House says President Biden is calling on Congress to pass meaningful gun reform legislation. The president and first lady will travel to Uvalde Sunday. Former President Trump must testify in New York about his business dealings.
The former president tried to avoid complying with a subpoena filed by New York State Attorney General Letitia James seeking depositions from him and his eldest children, Donald Jr. and Ivanka. Trump's lawyers argued the subpoenas violated their constitutional rights. An appellate panel said civil discovery of facts is allowable, during which parties can refuse to answer questions.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Emmy Award-winning actor Ray Liotta, best known for his role as Henry Hill in the 1990 film Goodfellas, has died. He was 67. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
No bail for a man who's accused of shooting and killing a fellow passenger on a New York City subway.
A second-degree murder charge for Andrew Abdullah, the alleged subway shooter who cops say killed Daniel Enriquez as he rode the Q train to brunch. Assistant District Attorney Nicole Blumberg says it happened at 11:42 Sunday morning. Witnesses say the suspect was pacing back and forth inside the subway car. Enriquez, a Goldman Sachs worker, was seated and looking at his cell phone when Abdullah pumped one shot into him. The defendant said nothing at his bail hearing. The NYPD says after the shooting, Abdullah handed the Luger 9mm handgun confirmed to be the murder weapon to a homeless man who later sold it to another vagrant for drugs. CJ Papa, Fox News.
British prosecutors have charged actor Kevin Spacey with 4 counts of sexual assault against 3 men. The allegations date back to 2019. More people are planning to fly this summer, and that's prompted a major airline to scale back to prevent overworking their system.
Delta is seeing more demand for its flights, so it's trimming its schedule through August to improve reliability. Reuters says the change was revealed in an email to employees. Delta says it's working to relieve pressure by proactively thinning the schedule over Memorial Day and through the balance of June. The airline says the change is only by a few percentage points. Delta CEO Ed Bastian previously said the airline has been seeing the strongest period of bookings ever in its history. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Twitter will pay a $150 million to settle a federal lawsuit that claims it did little to protect the privacy of users' data, and the company has also agreed to implement new safeguards to keep users' data private. The Justice Department claims Twitter was lax with security over a 6-year span, even while claiming data was protected. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.